One Man Revolution, Volume 2, Episode 29. Hey everybody, it's me, the Revolutionary, coming at you live and direct from the Piney Point Studios. It is the One Man Revolution. Today I had the unique opportunity to see a press screening of the new Al Gore documentary called An Inconvenient Truth. I have to say this is a very effective movie. Regardless of what your party affiliation is, this was not about being a Democrat or a Republican. This was not about anything political. This is about being human and what needs to be done to keep us all alive over the course of the next 50 to 100 years. Now, a lot of you might be sitting out there saying, yeah, but the administration has been telling us for the longest of times that we really don't need to worry about this, that this is something that we don't have to worry about because it's all taken care of and the science is rather shady. Well, once you see this movie and basically make up your own mind, you will find that maybe what King George and his cronies have been telling us for the past many years, 6 years to be exact, and many years before that through others in our own administration, that it will turn out to tell us that maybe this is not the best path to be on currently. So I think what you'll find if you go to see this is that you, as an individual, need to possibly make some changes and some choices and maybe put a little bit of pressure onto your elected officials to make a change. You might need to be the one man that stands up and says, not anymore. We cannot continue living this way. Now, as far as the movie goes, it is a documentary. I know that a lot of folks out there are probably going to be turned off by the fact that it is documentary style. It is basically the speech that Al Gore gives about global warming. Now, many people around the world and around the United States have seen Al Gore give this speech, but many, many more have not been able to see him speak on this topic or any other topic for that matter. He's very frank. He gives the facts. He gives the information clearly, without really pointing any fingers or saying that it's any one man or one administration's fault. He says that this is a human problem. This is not a problem of the Republicans. This is not a problem of the Democrats. This is not a problem of any other entity in this world but human beings. And unfortunately, the human beings in the United States are the greatest, most deviant offenders in this case. So it traces basically his history of this talk, where this talk comes from, and the talk itself. Now, some other members of the legitimate press were in the audience, and they did not seem to me to be very intent on watching this movie for the information and the education that was being given out. See, the Revolutionary can go into this movie and see it for what it is. I think that these individuals couldn't see it for what it was because they were looking at it as entertainment. This movie is not for entertainment purposes. Yes, it has its funny moments. You'll find that there are funny parts within here, and they were put in there to break the tension because you cannot sit through 100 minutes of movie that tell you about about global warming and how we are on a road and path to the destruction of mankind, and not have some tension. I was very emotionally affected by this. I've been spending my entire life from being a young boy all the way up until to adulthood and now until to the age that I am, worrying about exactly what this movie has been talking, you know, talks to, the problem of everyone else not worrying about global warming, everyone else not worrying about setting better standards, changing the way their lives are to make their lives better, so that the lives of our children, the lives of our children's children and seven generations beyond will be taken care of. This movie shows some rather shocking documentation that all the U.S. seated U.S. presidents have seen since the late 50s. And it also shows that research plotted against the reality of what was collected since that time, and through extrapolation before and after the numbers that we have. Okay, and it also says why you and I are not being, are not being thrown into a tailspin by these by this information. The basic problem is that the current administration refuses, beyond a shadow of a doubt, to admit that what we have been doing is wrong and that it needs to be changed. They have too many energy conglomerates. They have too many oil fields. They have too many interests that make money off of the trade in the death of this planet. Now, as the revolutionary, I'm raising the alarm. This is a global problem. If you are sitting there in your home and you have not seen this movie yet, and of course it will not be coming out for in this area, in the Orlando, Central Florida area, until later in the month of June, I want you to get out the word that, and I want you to come to a screening of this film. Now, the Revolutionary will have, and also Ravenlocks Entertainment, will have tickets for a premiere, a preview of this film, with a possibility of there being a panel discussion afterwards based on the information portrayed in this film and possible opposing viewpoints. We will have a number of these tickets, and please write in and tell me whether or not you would like a ticket to this event. If you do not come to this event, and 10 years from now, you're sitting in, 110 degree heat with no power because there's no ability for anyone to ship gasoline, oil, coal, or whatever into this country because of, raised levels of oceans or destroyed shipping lanes or no more trade winds or who knows how many other factors that could occur. Don't come crying to me because you didn't get a chance to see the movie. I am putting out the call. I am raising the flag. I'm raising the alarm that this is too if by sun. Okay, if we do not turn this around very, very quickly and very soon, nothing that man can do can reverse this. If we reach a tipping point, if we reach the point in the future that this goes over that nonlinear tipping point, there may be no turning back. Okay, we are in a serious amount of danger if we do not change the path we are on, and it is not too great to solve. The United States took leadership to stop the chlorofluorocarbon emissions back many years ago, and due to that one ban from the United States and our partners around the world, we stopped the growth and even allowed that growth to recede of the hole in our ozone layer that was also thought to be one of those things that was causing global warming. So don't think that just because you feel that you can't do anything today and you feel you can't do anything tomorrow, that the earth will just shake it off and continue going. What it'll end up shaking off is every man, woman, and human child on this planet, because we can only exist in a simple, thin band of temperatures, and those temperatures are rising. So stay tuned to the One Man Revolution and listen for locations to pick up tickets for this pre-screening of an Inconvenient Truth. the new documentary by Al Gore. Okay, it is very important that you see it if you are a revolutionary. Okay, the site associated with this movie is called climatecrisis.net, and that's climatecrisis.net. climatecrisis.net. And if you are going to go to see this film as part of our part of our pre-screening of the film that will be coming up, and I'll just put it out there now. We'll put it out there now as somewhere during the week of June 15th. Okay, the exact date, I have not gotten my tickets in my hand yet, but according to the preliminary date, the date is June 15th. Okay, so if you do, go and pledge that you will see An Inconvenient Truth opening weekend in the theater. Okay, because we are seeing it early, this will help to show that there are, you know, people out there that care to see it. If you are not in the Central Florida area, please contact me and I will see what I can do about getting you screenings in your area. I will see if I can work with the promotions team that is doing this to see if I can get you a ticket that would be valid in your state, in your province, in your country, to see this groundbreaking, absolutely must-see documentary on what is going on our planet. We got one place to live, people. Okay, we don't have one government, we don't have one of anything else, but we do have this one planet that we are living in. And it's all we've got. And if you don't see this film and things get worse and they continue to get worse and you don't put pressure on your senators, congressmen, and the president of the United States to change what we do, because we are the greatest offender in greenhouse gas emissions. We are the biggest offender in burning fossil fuels. We are the largest offender on many of these issues. Then you are to blame, because one man in this case absolutely makes a difference. This is the revolutionary. And I just have a couple of pieces of music, just a couple of them that deal with the idea of the truth. Remember, keep your calendar open during the week of June 15th to see this movie. And please visit climatecrisis.net and pledge that you, if you cannot see it at our preview, that you will see it during opening weekend. Okay. Remember that you're listening to The One Man Revolution, and keep tuned to The One Man Revolution for more information about where you can get tickets for this groundbreaking, absolutely astonishing look from the perspective of Al Gore, a person that has even been within the government trying to change the way that we as Americans put forward our policies regarding the environment. So here's a couple of tracks. They're both hip hop. They'll total about 7 minutes. And after that, I'm just going to throw in the taglines at the end, and we'll call this one a day. So please go go out and check out climatecrisis.net and see what is out there about the truth behind this Inconvenient Truth documentary.
Nah, see, everybody's got their own definition of the truth.
We're out here trying to give more power to the people. I mean, we gotta change the consciousness of the oppressed.
You know what I'm saying? But half these cats have no idea.
Shit, we're out here changing the game. Don't let the game change you.
They just wanna live a character. They wanna be a motherfucking cartoon. And that's what they are, just fucking animated.
Be a real MC, man. Be true to yourself.
Nah, it's because everybody's trying to be a thug. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to be a gangster and shit.
Try to be what you're not. 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 Try to be what you're not.
I'll be the truth in this hip-hop game. Exposing the truth no matter what it's gonna take. I'm willing to face all the haters around me. I'll be the truth if the people allow me. I'll
I'll be the truth in this hip-hop game. Exposing the truth no matter what's gonna take. I'm willing to face all the hate that surrounds me. I'll be the truth if the people allow me.
Still addict, bad habits, cussing, cause a fuss, smoke too much, stick the clutch. Niggas hating, we made it disorganized, click, running shit, don't get hit. Go to hell and back in America, I'm black. Revolutionaries avoiding cemeteries where they want me for life. Niggas a trap, perhaps a race of inmates, unless we change our fate and erase this hate. No black or white, rich or poor, dominant elites wanna control me. Sanitized industry, brainwash MCs, get everybody except for me. Still spit reality, independent of this industry, our own enemies. Fish deceased, for MCs, this fish officially is me about history, cause it's life or death. Right versus left, laid to rest, a game of chess, can't escape the hate they perpetuate.
I'll be the truth in this hip-hop game, exposing the truth no matter what it's gonna take. I'm willing to face all the hate that surrounds me. I'll be the truth if the people allow me. I'll be the truth in this hip-hop game, exposing the truth no matter what it's gonna take. I'm willing to face all the hate that surrounds me. I'll be the truth if the people allow me.
I represent for the have-nots, crack spots, every criminal rapping dope and glad locks. It's only cause we gotta provide for the children, for every man stacking grams, dreaming of a million. No time the ways, never thinking of tomorrow. Gripping the liquor, slowly tipping the bottle. Dipping from hollows, that my scars through the truth. Most kids never grew up, neglected, abused. There's no way out, the pressure crushed my soul. I smoked my last roach out of homemade bowl. No one really knows me, most ignore me. Thug mentality, I'll crush you, crony. Every day my heart gets a little bit colder. Forced to get another tattoo on my shoulder. Fuck the world, I trust no one. So you better pay attention when I tell you it's on. It's on.
I'll be the truth in this hip-hop game, exposing the truth no matter what it's gonna take. I'm willing to face all the hate that surrounds me. I'll be the truth if the people allow me. I'll be the truth in this hip-hop game, exposing the truth no matter what it's gonna take. I'm willing to face all the hate that surrounds me. I'll be the truth if the people allow me. Hip-hop game, exposing the truth no matter what it's gonna take. I'm willing to face all the hate that surrounds me. I'll be the truth if the people allow me. I'll be the truth in this hip-hop game, exposing the truth no matter what it's gonna take. I'm willing to face all the hate that surrounds me. I'll be the truth if the people allow me.
You know, people seldom go to the trouble of scratching the surface of things to find the inner truth. The inner truth.
Expose it all.
I speak on the non-fiction with no restrictions. To my content meant for the righteous that minus out the negativity. Bring back stability, relativity, relating to the ones elevating and dedicating their life to what they love. Above all nonsense, always listening to your conscience before making or taking them steps. Hence the reason why I write down rhymes with concepts to make things more difficult. Simplicity is an insult to any intelligent human being believing in hard work. I go berserk when I hear these compulsive liars. Whoever hires these morons must be spawned to the devil, taking hip-hop to a lower level where I've seen several incredible MCs, but with a degree. After making a little cheese, that should be the time to seize the moment as a poet or a lyricist, exposing the non-righteous crisis throughout this culture, slowly disintegrating. Maybe it could be the backlash from the war, demonstrating that old evil can only leave you in a fetal position. If you truly believe in God, you don't have to be Catholic or a Christian.
As long as you live, as long as you live, as long as you live, I let the truth be told, that's how I live. I let the truth be told, I let the truth be told, I let the truth be told, that's how I live.
Then I just let it unfold. It's a lonely cold road if you don't behold. I let the truth be told. Then I just let it unfold. It's a lonely cold road if you don't behold. Only the truth will set hip-hop free from the negativity conveyed and displayed by the mainstream, making this game seem like it's all fun in the sun when you're really dealing with the scum lords of the industry.
your way for them to make money, because once your record flops, that's when it all stops. So rhyme for the chops and props collector, respected by the people who count most. I never rhyme for a closed sector organization. That's just a form of segregation. Separation is what's making this a dwindling generation. We all have to expose those who tend to bend the truth, and the proof is all over the radio stations. Degraded in a nation who cares more about innovation and creation of original material, hoping to get sold. Hoping to get sold. Hoping to get sold. That's why I let the truth be told. I let the truth be told, then I just let it unfold. It's a lonely cold road if you don't behold. I let the truth be told, then I just let it unfold. It's a lonely cold road if you don't behold. That's how I live. That's how I live. That's how I live. That's how I live.
All right, everybody, this is me, the Revolutionary, back again. That was Truth by Attic, A-D-D-A-K, followed by Truth Be Told by Paranormal. Both of those tracks are available at the music.podshow.com, the PodSafe Music Network, available from Podshow. So music.podshow.com, that would be Truth by Attic, followed by Truth Be Told by Paranormal. And truer words could not be said. You know, let the truth be told. Let's be true to ourselves. Because remember, it only takes one man to stand up and be and start a revolution. Just remember, I also love each and every one of you. And that until next time, may you stay safe and possibly make the world a better place. So if you want to get in touch with the Revolutionary, just go ahead and contact me at onemanrevolution@gmail.com, or just visit the site and hit the old contact button at onemanrevolution.org. All right, so this is Friday, a little heavy for a Friday, but we'll make it up over the weekend with our Saturday, Sunday, and Memorial Day editions of the One Man Revolution. So until then, see you!